Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're back again.
Once again.
Yeah. We're just going to, we don't really have a topic for this episode.
This is just us.
We figured we'd talk a little bit more about, we went to a Night of Spice and kind of what happened there. And we went out last night and we're just going to talk about what's going on.
It's only, what, 3 weeks into the year? And it has been busy.
Yeah, we've been busy. And then today we have snow day.
Yeah, Georgia. It's freaking snowing outside, Georgia.
It's like 20 degrees.
This is ridiculous.
So cold. The kids don't have school. They had off yesterday, Martin Luther King Day. And now they have off today. And we don't know if they're going to have off tomorrow or not.
I don't know.
It's supposed to snow all day today and then freeze and then...
Our school district is really...
They don't close for anything.
I'm surprised ever. They closed today.
I couldn't believe they called it at like 10 a.m. too. So, and they never close. So you know it's going to be bad if they're...
Yeah. Last time it rained, everybody was mad because...
Yeah. Hurricanes, tornadoes, yeah. They go to school. Yeah. They don't cancel school for anything. So it's like serious here. And yeah, it's absolutely freezing.
I hate it
so much. We moved to Georgia thinking that we weren't going to ever have to be cold like this again.
I threw my snow shovel and it's snowing outside.
We got rid of all of our winter supplies.
I don't even have like a heavy jacket anymore.
No.
We got rid of everything.
We were fooled. We thought we lived south enough.
Bullshit.
It's been like 20 years since it snowed here and 20 years since we hit this cold weather. And we're here for that. And it's only because we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
We're hitting all these winter records for the first time ever. I hate it.
Yeah.
But we're just chilling, relaxing today. We're just talking about
last week's episode, though, it was just you. So this is my return.
More about my HS journey and a little bit more in depth about that. And people always wonder about what it is I have and what I talk about. I've mentioned it a few times. And so I just figured a whole episode to kind of connect with people that deal with any chronic illness, really, not just HS, but...
Well, I liked it because it wasn't just about, you know, you and HS. It was really just about body confidence
and
insecurities and dealing with that as just a person.
Yeah. Try to pull it all together as like a whole, just body confidence and any kind of issue or insecurity that you have with your body, and kind of a little bit more about my personal issues and what I got going on and maybe some tips and things about how to deal with it. But yeah, and then this week we figured we'd break down Night of Spice. So our friends Life of Spice and her husband, DJ Life of Spice, they hosted a night at Trapeze, which is our home club in Atlanta. And I had to be there because...
Had to.
He couldn't get off because he's taking off for my birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
So he couldn't get off. So I figured I'd do a solo trip. Trapeze is easy. I've done it alone before. It's safe to me. It's my second home. And then all of our Pineapples After Dark was also co-hosting as well as Swing Nation. So everyone we knew was going to be there.
Yeah. So I felt everybody from everywhere.
Yeah. Everyone, pretty much everyone we've ever met in the lifestyle.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I knew it was going to be packed.
It was insane. But he had to work. And so he brought me to Anything But Vanilla, Robin Lindsay's house on Friday. Friday. And it was a snowstorm as well, but we weren't getting it here, but they were getting it in Atlanta. And it was mostly like freezing rain and slush and ice. And it was pretty nasty. And
the roads were, like when we were driving up, the roads were pretty nasty.
Very bad.
Luckily, though, we made record time through Atlanta because there was no one on the road.
No one. It was like us in six cars. Everyone was so terrified and been scared enough. I wish that everyone would be that scared to be on the road in Atlanta because it was deserted. It was us and like people.
Made record time.
Record time.
Going, like we made record time going 40. To north, basically North Atlanta.
Yeah.
And going 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Pretty much the whole time.
Half the time is a sunny, regular day going up to Atlanta. It was insane. And we were going like 40, 45 the whole entire time. And it was pretty sketchy. I hate driving in the crap. I have a lot of PTSD from living up north and things that I've been through and snow and stuff. So I was terrified. But he was like, I'll get you there, no problem. And I trusted him enough that I knew he knew how to handle it. It was everyone else I was worried about.
Everybody, I was actually pretty impressed the way people were driving.
People skid off the road.
Hey, there was a couple people that were... iffy.
Yeah.
But
going 10 miles an hour and stopping on the interstate and riding on your brakes the entire, like, obviously they had no idea how to drive in this
but
stuff. And,
for the most part, everybody did pretty good, I think.
It wasn't too bad. We made it there. We went up to Robin Lindsay's house and there.
But I wasn't making it back.
No. Well, on the way back, there was a really bad accident.
Yeah, it was a semi, looks like a jackknife, and it blocked the interstate. So the interstate back south was completely closed.
So bad. He had planned on taking me and then turning around and coming back pretty much.
And going to work.
And going to work for the weekend. And so once we saw that and once we saw the roads and it was only getting colder and getting worse, he was like, I'm just going to call it. I'm just going to stay for the night. Yeah. So he stayed up there with me. And Robin Lindsay had a dog. We have a new family member. Thanks to them. We got up there and they had three dogs. And one of them was this big, shaggy doodle.
Aussie doodle.
Love bug. And he won my heart over. And she's like, we're trying to find a home for him. We don't want him anymore. We need to get rid of him. And he stole my heart.
Yeah.
He is the sweetest thing. And we did not want any more dogs. We have two big dogs. We were like, these are our lifetime dogs, and then we're done, we're good, we don't need any more dogs. But he won my heart. I'm an animal lover, and I didn't even say anything. I was like, well, I guess he's coming home with us. And you're like, I guess so. And that was that's all it was.
It wasn't much of a conversation. It was just kind of like, all right, we agree.
So he went home with you the next morning, and she's like, if it doesn't work out, just bring him back when you come back on Monday. And it worked out. He's doing really good there. They're getting
We're already teaching him tricks.
He knows how to sit now and
lay down,
shake and lay down, and he's learning his name, and because we changed his name. And he's the cutest little thing. He's big.
He's a big boy.
He's a big thing.
He's a tank.
He made our big dog look little.
He does.
I thought they were the same size, but he made her look way smaller. But he's fitting right in. He's working his way, and everybody loves him. He stole everybody's hearts like immediately. His eyes. He's a big baby.
He is.
He's sweet, and he's very smart. Super
he's
smart.
Attached. He's your
He's a Velcro dog.
He's a definitely like he just literally follows you around like a puppy dog.
Oh yeah, like, he's in between your legs at all times. Like you can't help but love him so much. He's so cute. But we came home with a family member, and he came home with a dog and left me in Atlanta. And so the next day, the sun started to come out and it started melting, and it was still, I don't know, everybody was kind of like freaking out, and they weren't coming, and then people were coming and people weren't coming. So we didn't know what was going to happen.
So when I left Robin Lindsay's house Saturday morning, like everybody was still pretty panicky.
Scared. Yeah.
Like, so the roads were still pretty clear, but they were perfectly dry and good.
There was nothing. Like the roads were completely fine.
I got home in really record time because I could go the speed limit.
Yeah. And the roads were
and there was
dry.
No one on the road. It was pretty awesome, actually.
So it ended up being fine. And then we went out to lunch with Davey from Panels After Dark. Panels After Dark had a table there. So they were promoting for the playground and, you know, welcoming people as they came into the club. So we dropped off like the table and got it set up and everything and got to see some people. Dan and Lacey were there, Swing Nation, and Spices were there setting up. And so we stopped in there for a little bit, got a couple of videos and pictures of the club while it was closed. We don't get to do that very often.
It's hard to get pictures and videos of clubs.
Yeah, you're not allowed to take any videos or pictures. So it's like really hard to navigate that while you're trying to promote them and help, you know,
get
the party out there and stuff. So while no one was there, we were trying to get pictures and videos. And then we left and it was time to get ready already. We got a hotel. We ended up getting a hotel as we always do in the same area, same hotel as we always do. And yeah, we went to the club. We got there early because we wanted to set up and get everything all ready. And it was going, we knew it was going to be insane. Because it was like three groups of people with pretty big followings that were going to be there. And the RSVP list was ginormous. And there was,
I mean, four, you had you there that you announced you were going to be there. Yeah. You had Pineapples After Dark.
Yeah.
You had Swing Nation. And you had Life of Spice.
That's what I mean. It's
that's a lot.
A lot of people were coming to that. Yeah. There was, even with the snow, they were like,
I heard the wait they just get in the club was
2 hours.
Nuts.
I don't think I would have done it. That's a commitment. And it was like 20 degrees outside, 15, 20 degrees outside. It was so cold. I don't know that I would have had the ability to stand out there that long.
Yeah.
That was insane.
And I know it's a big place and they could fit a lot of people, but I'm curious how close they were to like the,
it was close,
the, you know, max capacity of that place.
Oh yeah. We packed that place full of people, and Dan DJ'd at the beginning till like about 11 o'clock. And I stood most of that time. I was up at the table. I love like saying hi to everybody as they come in. There's so many people that, again, were never there before. Even people from social media.
A lot of newbies.
A lot of new people that have just never come to that club before.
There was a lot of new, like, I wouldn't say new people, but a lot of people new to trapeze.
So I was like going around telling people if they needed a tour. I was volunteering for tours and just welcoming.
You're good at that.
Into our home.
You're good at stuff like that. Like, you're
it's my favorite.
A very good, like, just host. This period.
It's my favorite. Like, I love, like, welcome to my home. Here are my friends. And yeah, so I like felt comfortable staying at the table. And I stayed there till like probably around midnight. I tried to eat because we hadn't really eaten anything other than some sushi for lunch. So I knew I had to eat something. And I went to the buffet because it was right there where the table was out front. And I tried to eat, but there was so many people. We got to see the Kraken Beards.
Oh yeah. See, I haven't, so you got to see the Kraken Beards. I'm a little jealous. I miss those people.
Was trying to eat and then I got distracted and then they took my plate. And so then I saw them eating at the table down there and he was like, come here, sit. I was like, yes, sir. I missed him. I miss that energy. I miss that. He's like, I always call him my second daddy. I don't really call anybody that except for him. He's like my, he knows. He understands me, and we're super close with them, but we just haven't seen them for so long, and they have a poly situation going on, and I got to meet their girls, and she's also, Dallas is pregnant, so
yeah,
got the love on her for a little bit, and she's the cutest pregnant person I've ever seen, ever. She's so adorable. I know they've waited a long time for that, so I'm very excited for them. And yeah, there was just so many people, so many faces. Everywhere you turn, there's people. And people coming up, you know, that had just never been to anything, been to any clubs. So I was trying to help everybody. Plus, you know, we were promoting for the playground. Because if you don't know what the playground is, you should be there. It is the newest, coolest, best thing ever.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Forget about SCC and SLS. Like, this is the group that you want to be with.
The big thing about like those two, like SLS and SDC, are it's clunky and old and outdated.
So outdated. And this group, they want, and it's going to keep on changing. And, you know, it's always changing.
It's already just aesthetically better. Okay. And it has a really good, it's pretty small still, but it has a really good group of people in there. Really active.
Very active. All the time. There's always
stuff. Yeah.
And they're always getting together and meeting and trying to, you know, they do a lot of vanilla stuff too. So if you're looking for a good group, and they're always like, every time I'm with them, they're like brainstorming new ideas and new platforms to use and new updating all the things they want to be.
Yeah. We talk to them a lot just about, what are your ideas? Yeah. And I feel
we've looked for that for
the
whole time. That's what we've been looking
for. We always told our friends that we're here to help you with anything you need. And this is the first group of friends
that
get that and and really take what we say and our opinions and thoughts into consideration. Yeah. And
don't gatekeep.
Yeah.
They want us to know about every idea they have,
Absolutely. Every like I feel more of a partnership with these
Oh, yeah. This group of friends. No competition at all. It's all collaboration. And how can we help the lifestyle and the people? And
that's always, like, they're always asking us, like, how can we help you? Yeah. Like, you're doing this and this and this for us. Like, we want to help you. Yeah. And we're like, honestly, we don't need anything.
We just want our friends to all thrive.
Yeah.
We want them all.
And they want us to thrive too, which is awesome.
That's all we've asked for 5 years now. Like, that's all we've been asking for. It's just,
there's no competition. Yeah. It's just collaboration. And for the community, and
that's the key. It's for the people. It's for the people in the lifestyle. It's not anything to do with us, and we don't want it to be about us
exactly
at all. We don't need,
and that's why
we don't need our faces on anything.
No,
we don't need our name on anything. We just want the people in the lifestyle to find their people. That's the only thing we love, helping people find their people.
Yes,
because they say it's clicky, and they say it's, you know, these groups of people are so cliquish, and these circles and everything. And it,
have we even talked about, like, people talking, like, saying it's clicky? Because I just want to say, like, sometimes it does seem clicky. Yeah. It's unintentional.
Oh yeah. It's people are comfortable with each other.
Exactly.
And they tend to, you're going to find people in a crowd that you know, that are familiar, that you feel comfortable, especially in such a vulnerable environment and situation.
And
people that feel comfortable.
Hey everyone. If you ever wondered where we get our outfits, accessories, and even some of the cool decor that you see in our content, look no further. We've got it all linked in our Amazon storefront. From stylish fits, fun accessories, to the decor that sets the vibe, we've handpicked our favorites just for you. Head over to our Amazon storefront to check it out, and you might just find something that fits your style. Shopping our picks helps support the show, so thank you for all the love. These are friends that a lot of times you don't see a lot.
No.
So you're excited.
On social media, it looks like we're together all the time because you're seeing these pictures we're taking and we're posting them randomly and all this stuff. But we really don't see each other very much. And so when we get to see each other, it's like any other long distance friendship where you're just so excited to spend every minute together.
Absolutely.
And it's not that we're trying to exclude anyone. We're not trying to, like, kick people out or not trying to, you know, make it clicky. We just have groups of people and we want more people.
Oh yeah.
We're always searching for more people.
So I learned something when we hosted for Libertine events in Miami. Mm. And she said she understood that whole dynamic of talking to old friends and meeting new friends, but people are reluctant to just interrupt the conversation. Like, when a group of people are in a conversation, you're not going to go try and interrupt or just butt into a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's less welcoming because you're always in a circle. So because everybody wants to hear and talk and everything.
Yep.
She said, keep the circle open.
Yep. Make it a horseshoe.
I'm like, that is genius. That's more welcoming. Yeah. Like, everybody can come in and involve themselves.
Because we are always here for everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, and I'm actively trying to do that.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not perfect.
And it's hard to hear.
You
do tend to get in a circle. But if you ever see us in a circle, butt into our circle, please. Because we always want new friends. We always want more friends. And there are cliques out there, and there are groups that aren't welcoming and that don't want you to be a part of it. But we're not those people.
No.
And all of our friends are not those people. And we're always looking for new people and new faces. I know I've gotten that question quite a few times this week where they're like, do you only talk to the people that you always are seen with all the time? The thing is that with that, like, most of the people that we do talk to that you don't know about, it's because they're discreet and they don't do social media. I can only post so many people's faces. I can only post so many videos with people because a lot of people in the lifestyle don't want to be on social media and don't want to have their picture taken. And it's a very discreet world.
Yeah. And say, we respect that. So we don't push it on anybody.
I've actually gotten that question quite a few times this week.
Where, really?
Like, do you only play with people that you are seeing with on social media?
Can only share so many, people that are open.
And we keep a lot of stuff to our
Have the spicy sides post.
It's me.
It's you mainly.
It's pictures of me. Sorry, disappointed.
Because all the spicy content we make is organic, and it's literally just
it's hot.
Everybody that is in the room has one, and we're having fun, and it's always the, do you want to put a camera up?
Yeah, and it's, we can have this for later.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not, it's always,
we put it on a SharePoint or a OneDrive or a
Dropbox.
Yeah. So everybody has it, and
yeah, it's not,
yeah,
we're not, it's not going to make us, this lifestyle is not making us money.
That's no
danger.
No,
but we do love, we do have lots of people. We talk to a lot of people. We are, some reason, somehow, we are the newbie people. Like, we are the ones.
We've been hearing that a lot. I've never really tried.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, like, you're great. For, like, because we hear it a lot. Like, you are great for newbies. Your podcast, your content. Like, you guys are a newbie, like.
Couple.
Yeah. We're like, we never thought of ourselves like that. But thinking back.
Oh, yeah.
We used to
joke about it all the time at the beginning. Yeah. We're like, well, newbies, they always come to us. Like, well, they attracted to us.
I never understood the mentality of a lot of people in the lifestyle said, oh, we don't mess with newbies.
We don't talk to newbies.
Which I understand.
I know, I get it.
It can be
A lot.
Because
they're still trying to figure it out and learn, and they don't have experience. They just don't know what they're doing, and they make mistakes. There's mistakes that, you know, happen, but that also happens with very seasoned couples with lots of experience, and we've learned that. And so it's like, well, why wouldn't you want as many people as you possibly can?
Yeah,
like, more the merrier. Sharing is caring. We like all the people to join us. We love sharing this lifestyle, and we do think that, and I think, you know, we've heard so many times in our journey that, you know, if it wasn't for you, I would never have known about the lifestyle. I would have, my life would have been completely different.
It seems like we get those people as right when we like get to the point where like,
I don't know.
I think we're going to, I don't think we want to do this anymore. Yeah. You know, it's,
oh yeah,
like there is a lot of negativity online and social media. Oh. And it is very time consuming and mentally draining for a lot of this stuff. Yeah. So we get to a point a lot of times where it's like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Like, is it worth my mental wellness and all this time for literally nothing? Yeah. Then as soon as we get to that point, always get like
always
three or four people, like our couple, saying like,
the universe,
you changed my life.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it reinvigorates us, and we go right back into it. It's crazy how it happens.
Every time the universe is like, hey, keep going. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1. It's always all the time. You're on the right path. It's for the best. We're changing lives. And that to me is priceless and worth everything.
Like,
you can't put a price on that.
Yeah. I mean, therapists can, but we don't.
Yeah, we should have. We're going the wrong way with that. But yeah, we just love the people, and we do like, I don't know, I that is where we thrive over. Like, welcome, come here. We'll hold your hand and show you our world and introduce you.
Say, we do that with our own friends.
It turned into just our niche.
Like, with our own friends, like, they come to us with questions. Like,
oh, yeah.
And predicaments, and just
they like to bounce ideas, and
they
like to just vent.
Like, what do you, like, this is what happened, what do you think, or this is what's going on, or this is how I feel, I don't know how exactly it is, you know.
Have you ever seen this before?
Like, we get a lot of inquiries, I should say.
Yeah,
like,
and it is usually from new people,
and they're newer, or not necessarily new in the lifestyle, but
newer to those experiences.
Like, there's a lot of people in the lifestyle that's been in it for 2 or 3 years that are just really selective and really slow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not
as you should.
It's like,
as you should be.
Not everybody just goes full throttle.
Not everybody weighs like us.
And I don't recommend it.
No.
We've been always really good at communicating our feelings to each other. So,
this lifestyle, we like, it fit perfect and we thrive.
Yeah.
Somehow, like, some way. Never would have seen it.
There's always exceptions to the rule, but
We've had mistakes.
We always tell people to go slow. Yeah. Like, that's the safest route. Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's not always been perfect and wonderful. We have made, you know, mistakes. Messed up. We have seen a lot of things. We have,
I mean, just a couple of weeks ago in the episode, I talked about a feeling that I've never felt before. Like, and I was trying to navigate that because that was a whole new thing. And then It opened a whole new conversation because you're like, that's how I feel with so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
And you. And they were like, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just thought it was, you know, this. Yeah. But you, if you felt this way, I'd never want to make you feel this way.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never want to make you feel a certain sort of way anyways.
No.
But I never understood it was that deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, loved.
And you're always learning. That's we were talking about that last night with one of our friends about... He's like, is this feeling like I don't know, feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And I feel like I always have butterflies. I feel nervous. I feel anxious about things. And it's yeah. always something different. I never know how to, you know, things are always constantly changing all the time. And I'm like, that's what, I don't know. I guess we're weird, but I love
that's why that's why I told him, like, that's my favorite part, man. I'm like, yeah. It gives you that exhilaration and feeling of like a first date all over again.
Yeah. But even when it's like weird and awkward and messy, it always is like amazing and beautiful in the end, because you're working and yeah. communicating, and you're navigating, and you're doing so much self work. We talked about
you learn so like much learn, about yourself,
and you learn to like think before you speak, and you learn to just take a moment and pause and don't react so quickly. And it really does help you become a better person just in general.
Yeah.
And then I love that you never know. It's always different people, always different situations, even with the same people, you know, stuff pops up. And
so we were new in the lifestyle when I was in this type of position. I just got back in before, mm-hmm. like a leadership position. I've noticed I'm a completely different leader and manager than I was before.
Yeah.
And I to put that too, because I do show, because before I was hard-nosed, rigid. Yeah. I was an asshole.
Yeah.
And I've found myself now showing more care and concern. I have more compassion.
Yeah.
I want to develop more. I seek to understand where before it's like, this was your job.
Problem.
I have a, yeah. this is your job requirement. Yeah. You didn't do it. Yeah. Here's your write up.
Black and white. Yeah.
And now there's so much gray. Like I talked just yesterday morning. I talked one of my DMs into letting me not issue a write-up.
Yeah.
Because normally it would be black and white.
Yeah.
It's no question.
No.
But after I explained the whole situation, because I learned about this guy's situation, then he's like, okay, I can support this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. We need to develop. Like, I'm more about team development, which I was always trying to develop a team, but I was doing it a different way. And I owe that to the lifestyle and learning how to listen and being more empathetic.
Yeah.
Because empathy is something that I had to learn how to be.
Yeah. I've watched.
But my emotional intelligence has
I've watched you grow,
like, it's crazy. It's just
so much in the last few years.
And
this lifestyle, the way that we were navigating it the very beginning was very much like, fuck everybody else, like it was up against the world, and we were like,
yeah,
didn't care about really these like messy little feelings and these people navigating their own little, you know, shit and stuff like that, where now it's completely, we slowed down so much and completely fell in love with the people and the humans and the whole lifestyle as a whole. And I've seen just, and I prefer it this way for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think a lot of that was because we learned to stop and listen to people and understand why they were doing these things, why they were getting jealous all the time, why they were, you know, just not feeling things and not into it. And the lifestyle has done amazingly wonderful.
I mean, and I know here, Mike, personally, it forces me to practice what I preach.
Yeah. Yeah. You can say it all you want.
I can say it all you want. Yeah. And
we got it memorized at this point.
But it's really like, again, like on a couple episodes ago, when I was spiraling.
Yeah.
But I had to slow down and really unpack on like why I was feeling a certain sort of way.
Yeah. Really.
And then we were with those friends and we got on that topic again.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained it to him a little bit differently. He's like, He's like, I 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's not like it wasn't directed toward you.
No.
Wasn't directed towards your wife.
No.
It was this. This is how I felt.
It was a combination of all the things.
And this is why. No. He's like, oh, he's like, I would be the same exact way. That's why I feel like it's funny, because you said, I gave you a side eye. He's like, yeah, man, you were on your laptop. You looked up and you just gave me that. And he's like, oh shit, what just happened?
Yeah.
But
yeah, they first listened to the podcast and the first thing they did was like apologize.
Yeah.
And
I tried.
And it wasn't.
Well, yeah, they texted us and they're just apologize. I'm like, no, like this was definitely a me thing. Yeah. It wasn't a you thing.
It wasn't a bad thing.
It was a learning opportunity. Yeah. And I learned a lot through that experience. And
even the bad stuff, even the weird, awkward, stupid stuff, the stuff that doesn't work out great, it's all for good. Yeah. And it's all for good.
And not only I learned stuff, you learned stuff more about me.
Oh yeah.
And then they learned more about like it was everybody involved, just it was a whole learning opportunity.
It's always everything you learn from everything, even when it doesn't work out good and it's not okay, it's still like you've learned, you've changed, you've evolved, and it's good. It's never this lifestyle is
I love it,
my favorite. I cry about it every day.
You did.
A day. I love it here so much. I love the people. The people are good.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
But anyway,
we went down a rabbit hole there. I love
That's the goal. That was the goal today. We don't really have a real set thing. We were just kind of like, we're just going to talk about life and what's going on. But yeah, like the night of space, we had a trapeze night. Honestly, most of that night was very overwhelming for me. I was very anxious and overwhelmed because there was a lot of people, and I'm not a very people-y people or person. For as much as I do love talking to people and like saying hi and everything, I have like a time limit where it kind of like...
Yeah, your social battery depletes.
It does.
And once it's gone, it's gone. And
like
it's
4 hours, it usually is like, I need space.
But say again, when we're together, you don't have to worry about that as much because
We compliment
my social battery is... much larger than yours. So once you're peopled out, I take control and you just kind of stand there and smile.
shake babies, kiss hands, and talk and do all the things. I, on the other hand, didn't have him. And also those nights anyway, when I'm by myself, I already feel that way because I feel incomplete. Like, I feel like half of me is missing. I know it sounds so cliche, but it does feel like half of me is missing. And I feel out of place. And I feel like I can't be that hot couple in Georgia just by myself. Then I'm Ashley in Georgia, and then nobody wants that. So
I feel like everyone wants that.
I don't know. Everybody's with their person, and I didn't have a person, and I didn't know where to fit in. I didn't really know where to go. I didn't know where to fit in. And
you're everybody's favorite hot wife at this point.
I didn't get to do any hot lifing.
I know,
I was just kind of alone, just wandering around finding people. And then as people would come up, then I'd find a new group of people. And then I'd go find out. I'd look for familiar faces and just go over there. And then I did my dancing. That's usually how I check out. When I don't want to talk to people anymore and I just need a minute to just not, I go out to the dance floor. And I did. That's what I did. I just went out and did my wobble. Luckily, Dan put on the wobble for me. DJ Dan put on my wobble. I was like, that was the one thing missing. Was like the line dancing section, because a lot of, you know, Saturday night they have like a whole 10 minutes where they just do all the line dancing things, and so that's what I like wait for all the time, and they don't really do that. So he did put the wobble on and I was excited, so I did the wobble and I got to dance with my girls and did some dancing and a lot of talking, a lot of hanging out, a lot of dancing, a lot of talking. Never got to eat anything. Diamond Club was way busier than Pop. We like go to take a breath in the general areas, like very rare. Like usually you go out there to like party and dance and do all the things, and you go back to Diamond to cool off and chill and
yeah,
quiet. But no, it wasn't like that. I went back there like twice, I think, all night, just because I had to use the bathroom, and then I think because I had to get another Sprite or something like that, and yeah. I was like, I was trying to avoid it as much as possible, but it was a lot of good old faces that I haven't seen in a really long time. People we just used to be together all the time, and we don't get to see each other.
Anymore. Maybe once or twice a year.
Everyone's doing their own thing, and everybody is busy, so it was good to see everybody. And then we went back to the hotel room. Everybody drove because of the ice, and everyone wasn't sure about Uber drivers in Atlanta.
Yeah,
that never
I get that
have driven in ice before, and we knew it was cold enough. It was all refreezing. Luckily, the roads had dried up during the day, so it wasn't.
Yeah, but then you're worried about black ice.
That's the thing. We were all worried about that. So everybody drove themselves for the most part. And so I hitched a ride and went back to the hotel. And I was going to meet up with a couple and do some hot wifing. And it's a couple that every time I'm alone, somehow.
Even when we're together and we're like with them together,
yeah.
It's always very.
Oh, yeah.
It's been coming
for a really long time, many years.
And like we all four of us like mesh really well, but something always happens and we always get separated.
Oh, yeah. And then the past couple times I've been alone, it's like, okay, come back to our room. And they were like, this is our room, come back to our room. So I kept going, and it was right down the hallway. So I kept going down there randomly and knocking because I got back there and everyone came back an hour or so earlier. So everyone already was in rooms. And the room I was staying was empty. And so I was like, I don't really know. Should I go to bed? I probably should. It's like 2 in the morning. So I was like, do I do that? Or do I just walk down there and knock and see? And so I kept like going down there randomly knocking. I didn't know where anybody was. Nobody was like answering because everybody was busy. So I didn't really have like a room to go back to. I came back with like just a couple. They brought me back from Trevi's and they were going to bed. So I was like, I don't really know. I think I'm going to go to bed. So then I was like, I'm going to knock one more time and see. And then I went to go knock. And then a whole bunch of our friends came out of a random room. And we're like, what are you doing? Where have you been? Why are you wandering the hallway? And they pulled me into the room that we always get pulled in with the same people that always party hard. Yeah, I just didn't know where anybody was. So went in there and that was fun. We had some fun. I was like, a lot of us were just watching that night because it was a long night and it was pretty late by then and most people had all their fun and stuff. So I was like, I'm just watching. I had a hoodie on and leggings, I think. Like I was like done for the night and I was ready to go to bed. And well, I ended up with no pants on. Just because I was cold. So I got to play a little bit. I didn't get to play much, but I did dabble. I dabbled here and there with a few things that are my faves. You know, I was on my knees, you know. What happens? And then I felt so overdressed because everybody was naked. And I was like, I'm going to take my pants off, but I'm still frozen because that's me. So I kept my hoodie on and I took my pants off. I was like,
yeah, because I was at work and you texted me and you're like, you're in like your sweatpants and hoodie.
I was
ready
to go to bed. I was like, one more chance. I'm going to go out there, see if they're back yet. They just never came back to the hotel. They ended up messaging me like 2 hours later. Like, we didn't get to say goodnight. I was like, I tried. I didn't get to talk to them till the next morning. I was like, I tried. I was knocking. They said they didn't get back to the hotel till like 4 or 5 in the morning or whatever. So we just missed each other again. Now I have their cell phone number. So we're definitely not having that happen next time. But
yeah.
Got to play with some friends and some people that we're close with and I felt comfortable with. And
yeah.
And I just.
That's always nice. Just once after like your social battery's like dead.
Yeah.
In like a club environment where it's packed, it's always nice to go back and be with a group that you're just comfortable with.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was in a room that I didn't know the people though that were, it was their room. So it was like, and everyone was kind of in the middle of everything when I got in there. So I didn't really get to introduce myself.
I mean, that's
like
how it was when last time we went to Trap together because
I was like, hey,
everybody ended up in
nice
our room.
Well, everybody was
we
like,
had
fucking.
Some, we had some. different people in there. It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, nice and finally meet you, but like in the middle of playing and stuff. So I got to play a little bit. I didn't really, you know, I didn't have sex or anything, but I did get to play here and there. Jumped in as needed, as I felt like I was needed.
Wanted a hand or a mouth.
Got to play with Mike, motherfucking Lee's. Got to play with him for a little bit. He's good when I'm feeling that way. He's a safe person to go to and play with. We love him. And then me and his wife, Sam, everybody was still going. They would not stop. it was a nonstop night. And so she laid down on the bed and me, her, and Rachel were cuddling. We cuddled. I got to snuggle up and cuddle with her. And we had a good snuggling
session. That's a good ending. That's a good cuddle puddle right there.
I love snuggling with my girls. I love snuggling with her too. It was a good ending to the night. And yeah, and then the next day I went back to their house till Monday. Lindsay had to fly out the next day, so she had to leave us. And me and Robin got to hang out until Monday, until you came back. And yeah, that was pretty much, that was night of spice week.
The weekend.
There was some spice.
There was a little bit of spice.
A lot of people. A little bit of spice. It was fun. DJ Life Spice did amazing, as always. He always kills it.
Yeah, I love watching
him. So proud of him. I had so many moments. That night, again, I cry. I'm a random crier. It's not a bad cry.
It's a sentimental cry.
It's an emotional, overwhelming cry. And I always have a moment. I had a moment with his wife and just stood up there in front of him. I always got to make sure he knows that I'm there supporting. And, you know, I'm always front row girl. And it was just a moment of like, man, the Airbnb, watching him DJing in the Airbnb years ago to here now with all of his fans and friends and everybody. And
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. And I just loved him so much. And
he's gotten
so far.
So far from setting up his.
Just a hobby. Just a
stuff
fun.
And then a living room of an Airbnb.
Yeah, we love
with him. Like 10 of us. Just. Yeah,
and not just them. It was the Swing Nation. There was a lot of Swinger Society crew there. And it was a lot of feels and emotion. And been navigating that whole dynamic and stuff with them. So it's a lot of. I love you no matter what, just so you know, no matter what happens, no matter where life takes us, don't forget it. I love you guys. And it was a lot of that. It was good feels, good emotion, good cries, always good cry. I never was a crier before this lifestyle. Not like this. not like this. It was bad cries, if anything, here and there, but not like this. I am an emotional hot mess now, but I feel safe to do that. And it's good.
That's good.
It's a good thing. So. Yeah, and that was Night of Spice. And then not much has happened since then, really. Honestly, there's been some birthday celebrations. And we had my best friend's birthday was last week, and we had a little surprise party for her and got to go get my nails did and had lunch with her and celebrate her. Always love celebrating her and being with her. So that's pretty much been last week. And then last night, Paddles Up Dark was like, who wants to get together and watch the game tonight or Monday?
The national championship.
The championship Monday.
Yeah.
And so we were like, she texted me and was like, you want to go? We could go. Go get dinner. And so I was like, sure. So they picked us up and we all went together. And that's the one thing. That's one of my favorite things too, is like the vanilla part of the lifestyle. Just getting to like be with good people.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to finally talk to the mixed up life.
Yes. Yeah.
Like his wife wasn't there.
Yeah.
But he was there. Me and him stood there and talked and talked and talked.
And he's a fellow podcaster.
Yeah, fellow podcast. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. Mixed up life.
Yeah.
They're awesome people. They're both really hot.
I've met them before, and like in passing, we've talked briefly, but it's always been like a trapped environment where there's a lot of people, a lot of circling around,
first time we've actually had a chance to talk.
That's what I love about the vanilla meetups and stuff, is because it's quieter, we get to actually sit there and talk about, you know, real things and in life.
I met so many new people.
Oh yeah, just there, just coming, just like
just coming to watch the game. Let's go. Yeah,
it's more comfortable too, though. Like that's what I do love about Paddles Up Dark. It doesn't have to. Clubs and like events and all of that. It's really intimidating for a lot of new people.
Yeah,
and it's scary. And to do it more in a, everyone knows Twin Peaks and they know what to expect. You know, you're going to dinner. You kind of know what sitting around and watching the game is like.
Yeah.
That's less scary. You can say hi to people and meet people, but.
Like, and they set us up in an awesome spot.
We had a good setup. Davey, he made it happen. And we had a whole entire back section and we had all this couches and fireplace. It was a good way to spend a Monday night. And the kids had off today, so it was kind of like a Saturday
night.
Yeah,
we were in a hurry. Yeah.
It ended up, it was really nice. It was good to just talk to people. There was a bunch of, there was some single men there that were just trying to learn, you know, you know, taking feedback and asking a lot of questions. A lot of people newer wanting to know like tips and tricks and things and stuff, you know, how to get into the lifestyle. And it was a good way to, it's a quieter environment where we could just sit around with no pressure. That's what I love about.
Yeah. So when it's just great to socialize without the pressure of possible play, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not trying to impress anybody. You literally just relax and talk and meet people.
Yeah. And unfortunately, single guys, it's hard in that environment to, like, people just automatically assume that they want to hook up with you and they want to do this and that. But a lot of the time, they really do just want to ask questions and just make you feel comfortable and just talk and have a conversation. So it was nice. We met a singer and he was in the kink world. So he was, you know, really familiar with the local kink land and all of their places and stuff. So I was really excited to kind of get like a connection to that. And we want to check more of that stuff out. We really want to go to like Rumors and stuff and see what that's all about. And so it was kind of, it was good. It was nice.
It was. My favorite part of the night, we were all talking and I was actually with your best friend. Mm-hmm. And we're just standing each other talking with a group of people, and one of the women that we just met, she's like, "Oh, so you're together?"
Yes.
And then we started laughing. We're like, "No, like that's her husband over there, and here's my wife over here." Yeah. Yeah. She's like, "Oh,"
and then confusing.
And we just kind of looked at like, "I love this place."
Oh yeah. And the fact that they were like, "Oh, okay," like no big deal. Like that's not weird at all.
It was funny.
We don't really hang out, like stand next to each other when we're in that environment because we're always busy doing like. We get caught up in this conversation and you're caught up with the guys and the, you know, like talking to the guys. And so it is confusing for people like who's with who.
Cause everybody does kind of separate and get their own conversations. Oh, yeah. I like to just check up on you.
Yeah.
How you do? Are you good? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then I do the same thing like anybody we're with.
Yeah.
So I went to her and just kind of, you know, put my hand on the small of her back and
just make sure,
She was okay.
They've not done many of these things and stuff. And we're more familiar with.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure everybody's like
people. Yeah.
No one's overwhelmed. I guess.
Yeah.
Or need to take a break.
Yeah. Or ready to leave whenever.
Or ready to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're down to leave whenever. So, but we ended up staying until everybody left around like 10-ish, I think it was.
Yeah. It was around. The game wasn't over yet.
No. Because, we had 2-hour drive and it was a Monday night. So it felt like we needed to go. And everybody was kind of
ready. But then again, we left Buckhead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Record time.
And made it home. No traffic.
Yeah. We were home just like 11:30. Like it wasn't.
It was 11:30 because.
Yeah, it was early enough where we were like, oh, okay.
Because
we got Taco Bell and everything. Like we came home, ordered Taco Bell.
Because we went to a restaurant / bar and didn't eat. We just had like.
Maybe, I got a flatbread and snacked on it and then, you know, had a few drinks. But
we got home like, I am starving.
By then it was already like, 11:30, almost midnight. And we were like, we are so hungry. So he ran out and got Taco Bell before they closed real quick. Like,
this is why.
As we do.
This is why I'm chubby.
Best and worst thing that ever happened to our town is a brand new Taco Bell. 2 minutes away from our home.
Yeah.
Best and worst thing ever happened.
Yeah.
We love it, but we hate it because now it's so easy and so available and cheap. And so it's Taco Bell. You know what you're getting. Yeah.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
But yeah, that was that. And then now, this week, we're
gearing up for your birthday, baby.
Gearing up. When you're listening to this is my birthday. It is my birthday.
It is your birthday when you're listening to this.
When you're listening to this.
I tried it a few years ago and threw you a party at Trapeze. But then it was like a joint party and it wasn't all about you. Yeah. This time, I'm making it about you.
I'm so nervous. I'm so excited at the same time.
I know. I got an Airbnb with 4 other couples.
Yeah.
I got...
That get along with each other.
We all mesh. And we had that conversation. I had that conversation with one of the guys that will be at the house. He's like, what about so-and-so?
Yeah. Why aren't they there?
He's like, why didn't you invite them? And I said, I'm like, I wanted to make sure everybody meshed.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah.
I'm like, they would mesh 100%.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not, I want to make sure everybody was comfortable
already.
Yeah. That way there was no chance for.
And they'll be there. They're coming to Trap.
And they're coming to Trapeze.
They'll be there all weekend and stuff, and they're going to participate.
So, well, I mean, we'll still.
Yeah. We have a lot of people coming that are not going to be at the Airbnb, but they are going to be.
I got some local friends coming.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Trap if you have nothing else
so
to do Saturday.
So, Saturday night, 25th, is Ashley's birthday celebration. The Trapeze's theme night is
the color nude.
The color nude,
beige.
Yeah.
Nobody
so
wants to do that
for Ashley's birthday. We all know she's a pink whore.
Pink whore.
So it's 50 Shades of Pink. Yep. I have a pink suit.
So excited! About
we got
it. I love pink. Pink is like my kink for sure. Pink is like my number one kink. Pink and rose gold together. Oh my god!
So
wet. I love pink. I'm a princess. But yeah, everyone's wearing pink. And I.
Do you know where your tiara is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And your birthday sash? Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I've been waiting. It's rose gold. And my shoes are rose gold. Everything's rose gold. And then pink.
I love it. I'm so excited. I love it. I'm excited to celebrate you and make you feel like. I know you always feel loved, but I wanted you to see the magnitude.
I'll be crying a lot. So if
of
you're there,
people that love you. You know what I mean? I want to try and get everybody there.
That gives me butterflies. It makes me.
I'm trying. Now, like, that being said, if you're listening to this and you did not get a text or call from me or snap, I'm like, don't take it personally.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
All right. I love you. I'm doing the best I can. Have a lot on my plate right now. And
it's not the greatest. But.
I love you. Please come. Surprise me too.
Yeah. Yes. We're one.
But
yes, if you're bored and you have nothing to do, are you
Saturday night, Trapeze, 25th, wear pink. If you're wearing pink, we're going to assume you're there for Ashley.
For sure. It's going to be a flag for sure. It's the Trapeze color of the night. We're taking over.
We're taking over Trapeze unofficially. Yeah. Like we're just kind of doing it.
Yeah, as we do.
We got, I got a table reserved. It's the whole thing. But
come join us. We love the more the merrier. That's what we always say.
Yes.
More the merrier. We love all the people that could possibly be there. We appreciate it and love it. And I'll be crying a lot.
It's going to be such a good weekend.
Feeling
I'll
be crying
and I'm
all
excited
weekend.
And I don't have to be at work this weekend. So it makes it even better.
Yeah. Always a cherry on top. You don't got to work for a while. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'm so excited. I can't wait. But yeah. That's about it.
That was actually for us not coming in with the plan. That actually turned out really well.
Yeah, I like these episodes where we just talk. It's good. I think we need to do more of these.
Yeah,
we're always very organized people. We try to make sure we have a topic.
It's just very
trying to help everyone.
It's anxiety inducing going in without a plan.
Yes. Yeah, it's a little nerve wracking. That's why we put it off until the day before the podcast. Yeah.
Well, like again, we've been so busy.
So busy. It's been a busy wild.
That. Well, we had a conversation like last week, like when we're in the middle of doing other stuff. Yeah. Like we have to film a podcast for
how?
Like how? When? How?
There's something.
And we broke down the calendar. I'm like, the only chance we got is doing this Tuesday.
Tuesdays are only there.
Yeah. Hurry up, edit it, do all the put the logos on it, do the thing, and
we're best at procrastinating though
and get it out by midnight.
Yeah, best things come out when we hustle last minute.
Not the last week but the weekend before, I was in such a hurry I accidentally posted our podcast like at 11:45, 11:50, so technically it came out Tuesday. It's like it wasn't past midnight. I'm like, oops. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. It's close enough.
It's early.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It got up. Like it was up. So technically, like the post dates are not
all messed up.
I'm like,
after that, we have nothing for February on purpose.
Yeah.
You're going to be grandparents.
I know. That's crazy.
We're going to be grandparents. Our grandson will be here. Sometime before March 2nd, but it's looking more like February. So keeping the calendar clear. I'm going to Florida for a week right after we get back Monday. I'm going to Florida for the week and then I'm coming home and then I'll the next time be there when she has him. And so we're kind of keeping everything cleared out until
we got to get it clear so we can Well, you'll be down there, but I got to keep it clear up here, so I can just scoot on down.
Yeah, whenever he can. And so he'll probably be doing some solo stuff. You're seeing a little bit more of just him and less of me.
I'm going to have to hold down the fort.
But yeah, that's our life. That's what's going on. That's about it. We've got.
After that, we have my birthday weekend. Yeah. We have the St. Paddy's Day party, March 14th.
With Tad.
With pineapples.
$20 a ticket, guys.
Yeah.
$20.
It's $40. Like, you're not going to find
nothing in this
party,
lifestyle.
A lifestyle party for $40 a couple.
Nothing in this lifestyle period is $20. There's nothing. Like, what do you have to lose? And it's at a, you know.
It's a bar in Loganville, like North Georgia.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be just like the glow party, which was so much fun and so good. So, what do you have to lose? $20.
And it's my birthday weekend that weekend.
Yeah, and it's your birthday weekend.
We're celebrating St. Patrick. But
no,
it just so happens
take
to
it
be
over as your birthday weekend and period. So yeah, come out, do that. We have all of that down below, all of that in our link tree. We've got all of that in all of our stories and all of our social media. We're pushing that out. Nothing to lose. It's like, come see what we're talking about when we talk about Pineapples After Dark.
And Playground.
Playground and whatever we call it. It's all the same thing. It's all the same people. And
yeah.
It's an amazing community full of beautiful people inside and out.
Yeah.
And it's a good, you want to be a part of it. That's my favorite part about joining all these groups of people and helping promoting all these events and stuff like that. My favorite part is just watching them thrive and grow and just introducing them to the world because they deserve it. They definitely
do. They're great people.
Such good people, good hearts. It's all a love project for all of them and us. And they just get it and they align with us and what we believe and what we feel, and they get it. They just get it. They're trying to get us to move near them. They love it, and we love it, and we love them. So definitely, $20 a ticket. Come check it out.
Yeah.
There's dinner.
Come hang out with us.
Get a drink. You know, come listen to some good music. And what do you have to lose? Nothing.
Wear some green.
Yeah, wear some green. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's cheaper than any other St. Patrick's Day you're gonna go to.
Yeah.
And it's just full of amazingly wonderful people.
Yes.
In the lifestyle. And you get to be yourself and you can't beat it. Can't beat it. So come check that out. March 14th. We're doing that. And that's about it. That's all we gotta say about that.
That's all we gotta say about that.
Our time is up. But so
the last thing we gotta say is it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.